In this part of the show, I'm talking to organisation consultant Janet Wood. Janet, the tall organisation structure is still typical in companies today, isn't it?
Yes, and this traditional pyramid hierarchy has many problems.
Such as?
Well, decision-making is generally slow. This type of company can be very bureaucratic and inefficient. It's slow to change and innovate, which is a real danger in today's world.
But is there really any alternative in a large corporation?
Yes, there are examples of successful, innovative organizations which do things differently. One of the most famous is W.L. Gore, a multinational manufacturing company.
W.L. Gore is probably best known for the fabric Gore-Tex, isn't it?
That's right. Bill and Genevieve Gore started the company in the USA back in the 1950s with a flat structure. Today, the company still has no traditional organizational chart. Gore believes that if people are passionate about their work, they're going to be highly self-motivated.
So, how does the company operate?
Well, there are over 10,000 employees in 30 countries, divided into teams of 8 to 12 people, who work on projects and products together. The staff at Gore are actually called associates. They don't have job titles.
Oh.
And they don't have managers. Instead, they choose to follow leaders. Basically, you decide what you're going to contribute to the team, and you establish your own work and pay.
I hear the associates actually elected the company's chief executive, Terry Kelly.
Yes, she's one of the few people at the company who has a job title.
There's been a lot of talk in the business news recently about a concept called holacracy. Can you tell us what that is exactly?
Yes. The expression comes from the Greek word holos, meaning whole. Holacracy is essentially a system with no bosses at all.
How does this manager-free system work in practice?
Well, it's probably too early to know. Just 2 years ago, Zappos, the U.S. online shoe and clothes store, which was started in 1999, introduced holacracy. Now, all the functions of the company have been delegated to teams called circles. Zappos has about 1,600 employees distributed among some 500 circles. Each circle has a lead link who has a similar role to a project manager.
Does this person, the lead link, decide who does what tasks?
No. Circle members decide their roles and responsibilities in meetings. Larger teams have circles within circles. Staff can either start a new circle or join a circle, depending on the type of work they'd like to do.
Sounds complicated.
Yes. The CEO of Zappos, Tony Hsieh, says it could take another 2 to 5 years to complete the transition. In fact, Zappos has a training session next week called a culture camp, and I'm flying to Las Vegas tomorrow for that.
I'm sure that's going to be a very interesting experience. Janet, thank you for coming into the studio today.